Nearly all the nunneries practice music, both playing numerous sorts of musical instruments and singing. And in some convents, there are such rare voices that they seem angelic, and like sirens, entice the nobility of Milan to go hear them, wrote the 16th century Italian historian Morigia. You have an opportunity to hear some of this angelic music, courtesy of Catacoustic Consort, and to hear about it. It's great to have Artistic Director Annalisa Papano back in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us about this concert.
I love this music. I love that it's women's music. It's music about us. And there are a lot of personal anecdotes that we know about the nuns, which we don't have in a lot of Western music. We don't have stories of women performing or writing music. And this music is exquisite. And interestingly enough, it's music for voices and instruments. So we have soprano, alto, tenor, and bass.
So there were women basses.
Well, these nuns were cloistered, meaning separated from the rest of society. They weren't allowed to be around men except an occasional priest. And it kind of developed an environment where maybe women could sing low, or possibly they could transpose up a little bit, or maybe they would play the bass line on a bass, even trombone.
So tell us about the music that is going to be featured in this concert. Will there be women composers featured?
Yes, there are several women composers featured.
And who are they?
Barbara Strozzi is one, and Maria Perucona is another.
Were they nuns?
Well, Barbara Strozzi was not, but Maria Perucona was.
These are pieces that were written specifically for women's voices, is that right?
Absolutely. In 17th century Italy, it was coming from a time where you wouldn't have women featured in public performance. It was expected for a woman of class and society to know how to perform on an instrument, on a ladylike instrument, and to know how to sing. But it was not acceptable to perform in public outside of your home. So this is a new thing. Well, of course, nuns would sing music for the glory of God and to entertain themselves and for their own spiritual edification. And there was even a little bit of controversy in that. Like, were they allowed to play instruments? And were they allowed to be given male instructors to learn? So there are a lot of interesting stories there. But actually, this phenomenon of the female performer happened really in Ferrara. There was a duke who, I guess Ferrara had a really difficult time with famine and war and all kinds of political things happened. And then this new hope arrived when the Duke married this young wife, and oh, there was hope for an heir. So he wanted to entertain his beautiful young wife, and he brought in these female singers, and they were basically her ladies in waiting. And they were exquisite singers and became known throughout Italy as incredible performers. You know, at this time, there weren't even female singers performing. Men were castrated so they could have women-like voices and sing high. So it's just a really interesting phenomenon that kind of spread throughout Italy for a short time.
And what kind of pieces are you featuring in the concert?
The first half of the program is secular music. So this kind of genre of, well, the female trio, like the ladies-in-waiting were, they were called the singing ladies of Ferrara. Music by some Roman music also, Rossi, Mazzocchi, Luzzaschi, interesting Italian names that are not quite household names today. So that's the first half, is all secular.
And are these love songs, or what are the subjects?
Love. Oh, my man has done me wrong. Oh, crying and weeping. It's great. Really juicy. Actually, one aria from an opera, Luigi Rossi's Orfeo, which is gorgeous. And the second half, we thought we would have a program of nuns' music. Actually, Chiara Cozzolani is another female composer we have in that. She's actually becoming quite well-known today. A lot of recordings coming out of her music. A real variety in the nuns program because there were so many nuns at this time in Italy. In Bologna at this time, I think some 30% of the female population was, they were nuns. So you have a lot of different maybe attitudes toward being a nun. We opened up that program with this piece that basically says, "Mom, please don't make me go to a convent." And it's beautiful, and it was extremely popular throughout Europe. And then some beautiful, spiritual, obviously heartfelt music, in addition to some kind of spicy music.
Even in the religious genre.
Absolutely. A lot of spice there.
Who are some of the artists who are going to be performing?
We have three singers who are catacoustic favorites. We have Melissa Harvey, who actually lives here in Cincinnati. We've done a lot of programs with her. Young Mi Kim will be returning to sing with us. She's done a lot of work with us for the past 12 years, I think. And Kristen Dubinian-Smith is coming from the Baltimore area. So those are our three lady singers. And Elizabeth Motter, who is a fabulous triple Baroque harp player. Triple harp meaning three parallel rows of strings. Yes, imagine you have to reach in to play basically the black notes of the piano. And David Walker will be playing theorbo, which is a big lute with a neck that extends outward several feet. And I'll be playing the bass viola da gamba and the lirone.
And the lirone is what?
It's an instrument that, well, if you look at it, it looks like a really spread out cello with a ton of strings. Mine has 14 strings, a really flat bridge, and it's played with a bow. So with a flat bridge, you have to play a lot of strings at once. So you basically play chords and accompany singers.
You also have a lecture that is supported through the Ohio Humanities Council, and that's the Wednesday before on the 11th.
Yes, best-selling author Craig Monson is coming to talk about women in the convents, and the title is The Deceptive Allures of Convent Singing. So we're really excited about this. I think when we have these kinds of talks, it really gives an added perspective and depth to the music.
And what was his book about? Have you had a chance to read it?
Dr. Monson's books deal with all the stories about women nuns and musicians, and he's a really exciting writer and speaker, and I'm really thrilled he'll be coming.
Well, that quote from Morigia that I read earlier, it raises an all-too-familiar stereotype about women. The words angels and sirens appear in the same sentence, and they're only separated by two words. So it raises that stereotype that women are either on one side of the coin, you know, they're either these lovely, ethereal, unapproachable creatures, or they're these temptresses. Do we know anything about performance practice? If noblemen were going to hear them, were they screened off or were they performing in full view of the men?
Well, certainly the nuns were singing behind cloistered walls, behind gates. And we know that in some cities there were huge audiences that were drawn to these walls where they could hear the wafting beautiful sounds of the nuns singing. And as far as the secular performances, it didn't happen a lot because there were so many associations between singing and performing in public and seducing people. So it just didn't happen a lot. And it was a short time in Italy that it happened. And we take it for granted today that we have female rock and classical superstars. And it certainly has not been the case for very long.
That's right. It's really a relatively recent phenomenon that women were permitted to perform in public. Really, really recent. And this is your 15th anniversary season, isn't it?
It sure is.
Yeah. What else have you got going on?
Oh, I'm so excited about this year. We have a program featuring a wonderful Baroque violinist. We have a program of music for early trombones and violas da gamba. And our final program of the season is a Baroque opera by the composer Charpentier. And it's actually never been performed before. Even when it was originally written, the performance was canceled. And this will be the first time it will ever have been performed.
Well, I'll look forward to talking to you about that later in the season. Thank you so much for being here. My guest has been Annalisa Papano, the Artistic Director for Catacoustic Consort, which presents Celestial Sirens on Friday, November the 13th at 7:30 p.m. at St. Rose's Church. You can find out more by going to wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.